One ball, two strikes. Davis comes to the plate. Strike three call. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions.
The Kansas City Royals were crowned the champions of baseball last night for the first time since 1985. Kansas City rallied in New York to beat the Mets in 12 innings, and the Royals needed just five games to put the entire series away. Mike Pesca is Here and Now's sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, you're sitting there in New York City. I'm sorry.
Well, why are you sorry? I'm in New York City.
I
don't have to live in a godforsaken place like Kansas City. No, I'm kidding. Congratulations to the Royals. I am a Mets fan. And that last play that you played, that was one of those instances where the final out, though glorious for a very deserving Royals team, was something of a denouement, because this game was decided after Matt Harvey, the brilliant pitcher for the Mets, pitched brilliantly, but he insisted on going out to the ninth inning. He bent his manager, Terry Collins, ear. Collins put him out, walked a batter, and then, I think inexplicably, was not pulled. The relief pitcher, Familia, came in, and Familia did his job, but the Royals do what the Royals do.
They
which
come
is
from
steal
behind.
Yes, and they manufactured a run. I mean, you had the closer, the Mets closer, getting three straight groundouts, and yet they tied, the Royals did tie the game within the context of those plays. So that was an amazing inning, a letdown for Mets fans, and the Royals kind of doing things that the current state of thinking about baseball with its advanced metrics say that's not how you win, yet it is how the Royals win.
Well, and I said, you know, the Mets, the Royals came from behind. They did this so many times in the playoffs. Is that what makes them so good?
Well, I don't think so, because we could talk about the unbelievable number of runs that they accumulated in the seventh inning or later. It was just, you know, you can't fathom how well they were in late innings and coming from behind, and they were trailing in the eighth in three of those games. But why were they not doing so well in the early innings?
Yeah.
I guess it's because Mets pitchers were good. It's not so much the timing of it that makes for drama, but it's the quidness of it, the thing of it, that they put the ball in play, that they don't really care about walks, but they don't strike out that often. Well, and they run very well, and they have great relief pitchers. And you add it up, and it's a particular concoction that the Royals rode to a championship.
And not a good equation for the Mets. This is a team that swept the Cubs to get to the World Series. You have second baseman Daniel Murphy, who hit home run after home run after home run to get to the World Series. The Mets had fantastic pitching. So how disappointed are Mets fans today? They must feel like one slipped away.
Well, sure. And in this series, though, Murphy and Yoenis Cespedes, who powered the Mets into the playoffs in an amazing way, they each went 3-for-20 in the series. So their bats weren't there. And Murphy's glove damned them in game four. He committed an error on a grounder that would have gotten them out of a game and won the game. So, yeah. Those two guys are also free agents, and so I think maybe Mets fans are saying, well, maybe we don't have to sign those guys. The Mets have a great nucleus of pitchers. They still have to find the hitting. The Royals have a great formula and great young players that they built for years of being so bad, and they can rely on that nucleus to be a powerful team in the AL for quite some time.
Here Now Sports Analyst Mike Pesca, thanks very much.
You're welcome.